Yeraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Memtesim Abeis. We're holding four lines down from the wide lines on Memtesim Abeis, Amar Ish Lakish. So says the Gemara, Amar Ish Lakish, Bizman Shemenaschen Yayin Al Gabi Mizbeach, when they would pour the wine on top of the Mizbeach for Nisach Yayin, Paikikin Es HaShisen, they used to plug up the holes that were there, they used to plug up the shisen where they would pour the wine into, and like that, the wine would like overflow. V'kayim Hashem Emer, to fulfill that which the Pasuk says, Bakoides HaSeich Nesach Sheikha LaShem. So says the Gemara, my Mashma, how do you see from this Pasuk anything about Paikikin Es HaShisen? Amra Papa, because Sheikhar is Lashen Shtia, Lashen Sviya, Lashen Shechras. Shtia, Sheikhar is a lashon of drinking and being satiated and drunk, and Rashi explains that unlike food, that a person gets full when his stomach is full, by wine a person gets full when his throat is full. So to give that appearance of like a full throat, so we plug up the shisen. Amr Rav Papa says that Shema Mina, you see from here, ki sava inish chamra migraine sava, that when a person gets satiated from wine, it's from his throat being full. Amar Rava therefore says that Zorba Mirabanan Doloy Nafisha Lechamra Ligma Gemuye. That Zorba Mirabanan, who doesn't have a lot of wine, so he should take big gulps. He wants to be wiser, like the Gemara in Yuma says, that the wine makes a person smarter, but he doesn't have a lot of wine. So what he should do is he should fill up his throat, he should take big gulps. Rava Kasa de Birchasa Agma Gemuye, Rava by the Kaisha Bracha used to take big gulps, Rashi says, to show chavivas for the mitzvah. Darash Rava Darshan Maidhsiv Mayafu Pamayh bin Alam Bas Nadiv. What's the meaning of this pasuk? That Mayafu Pamayh bin Alam Bas Nadiv, Mayafu Pamaysayan shall Yisrael Bishash Ailul Rega. It's a Shevach to Klai Yisrael when they were Ailul Rega, the Bas Nadiv, and they're called the daughters of Avram, Bita Shal Avram Avinu, which is just a reference. Nadiv is a reference to Avram Avinu, Shanikra Nadiv, who's called Nadiv. Now where do we see Avram's called Nadiv? Shanema, as the Pasuk says, that Nadive Amim Nesvu Amim Elokei Avram. It says that the Nadive Amim, those that give themselves over, referring to Gerim, so it calls them that Am Elokei Avram. So it says the Gemara Elokei Avram, Velo Elokei Yitzchak V'Yakov. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's God of Yitzchak and Yaakov also. Why is it specifically mentions Elokei Avram? Elokei Avram Shayitchil Legerim. In this context, Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Elokei Avram because Avram was the first of the Gerim. The point being is that you see that Avram is called a Nadiv. So by the Pasuk, when it's praising Klal Yisrael, it says that how nice are your footsteps and your Eil Regel, Bas Nadiv, it means children of Avram. Says the Gemara, Vayter Tana Devei Rabbi Anon, Maidach Siv, what's the meaning of the Pasuk that says, Chamukah Yirechayich, that it compares Torah, the way the Devei Rabbi Anon Darshan is that it's a reference to Torah, and it compares Torah to a Yarech, to a thigh. Lama Nimshalu Divrei Torah Ki Yarech, why is the Torah compared to a thigh? Laimer Lecha, it's coming to teach you, Ma Yarech Baseser, after Devrei Torah Baseser. That just like a thigh is hidden, it's concealed, the person wears clothing to cover it, so to Torah, it's supposed to be Baseser, you're not supposed to learn or teach Torah too publicly. V'hainu Dam Rabbi Lazar, that's what Rabbi Lazar taught when he said, my dechsev, that things are supposed to be done privately. He said that what's the meaning of the pasuk, Higid lecha adam atoivu ma'ashem derish mimcha, that what does Hashem ask from you, ki im asois mishpat, v'avas chesed, v'hatzni lechas emelakecha. So he darshed that asois mishpat zehadin, it's referring to being erlechin in dinei Torah, v'avas chesed zugmilas chasadim, it's referring to Gimlas Chasadim. And then lastly, Vatznei Lechas Emelaikecha, Zu Haitzas Hameis Vachnasas Kala Luchopa. Haitzas Hameis and Vachnasas Kala Luchopa, that's supposed to be done privately. V'aloi Dvarim Kavuchaymer. Now it's a Kavuchaymer. Umad Dvarim Shedarkan Laseisim Befarhesia. These things, Levayas, weddings, they're generally done publicly. And Amr Torah Hatznei Lechas, and the Torah is saying that when you're involved, you should make sure to do it privately. So Dvarim Shedarkan Laseisim Mitzina. Things like Tzedakah, which are typically done mitzina, alachas kama v'kama, a person has to make sure to do them privately. So you see, everything is supposed to be done privately, everything is supposed to be done mitznias, which obviously then includes Torah, that Torah is not supposed to be done too publicly. Amr Belazar, gadol ha'aisa tzedakah yaisim mikol ha'karbanais. The person who does tzedakah, that's even greater than karbanais. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, asay tzedakah mishpa nivchal Hashem izavach, that it's even greater than a karban. Va'amr Belazar, gadeilu gemilas chasadim yaisim in tzedakah. The gemilas chasadim is greater than tzedakah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ziru lachem tzedakah v'kitzru lefi chesed. So tzedakah is compared to zriya, to planting, and chesed is compared to harvesting. Im adam zayr Reya, Safik Eichel, Safik Inu Eichel. When a person plants, he doesn't know for sure if he's going to eat. But Adam Kaitzer Vadu Eichel, when a person harvests, for sure he gets to eat. So Ktsira is greater than Zriya. So Chasa, which is compared to Ktsira, is greater than Tzedakah, which is compared to Zriya. On a deeper level, so Tzedakah, it's only a Safik if you'll be Eichel, as we'll see in the Hemshach of the Gemara, that there's only a Safik if you're really even giving to the right person. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar said, in Tzedakah Mishtalem Esel L'Fichasat Shabbat. Even when a person does Tzedakah, the schar he gets is based off of the chesed that's involved in the Tzedakah. The tircha that it's involved, the way he gives the Tzedakah. That's how much schar he gets for the Tzedakah. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Ziru Lechem Tzedakah V'Kitzru, so that's like the harvesting, which is the schar of the Zriya, is the Fichasat, is according to the chesed that it's done with. We learned in a braisa that in three ways chesed is greater than tzedakah. Number one, tzedakah b'mamayna gimilas chesedim bein begufay bein b'mamayna. Tzedakah is only with money, whereas chesed is both with a person's body and with his money. Number two, tzedakah laniyim gimilas chesedim bein laniyim bein lashirim. Tzedakah is only to poor people, whereas chesed is both to poor people and to wealthy people. And lastly, number three, tzedakah is l'chayim, and gemilas chasadim is bein l'chayim bein l'meisim. Tzedakah is only given to a person who's alive, whereas chesed could even be done with a mace. V'amar b'lazar, kula aisit tzedakah u'mishpa. Anybody who does his tzedakah with mishpa, that he gives to each person according to what he needs, so he's kilu milei kol olam kulei chesed, it's as if he filled the entire world with chesed. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, oiv tzedakah mishpa, when the person's oiv tzedakah mishpa, so chesed Hashem mala aretz, so chesed Hashem fills the world. So a person who does tzedakah mishpa, he causes the whole world to be filled with chesed. Shema Taimer, maybe you'll say, Kula Abba Likbites Kaifates, that anybody who wants to, he could just get involved. He could give tzedakah, and he'll be, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mazmin for him, the right people to give tzedakah to, and you could be a big Baal tzedakah. Anybody who wants could just join in. Tamulaimer, my yakar chastacha like him. Then no, it's my yakar, it's rare, and it's precious, it's not so common that a person does it correctly. Yachul af yurei shemayim came, meaning you have to be tayreach, and if a person's tayreach, then the Vadok Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him siyata dishma. But you can't just be kaifet, you can't just jump into it and expect it to work out. Yachul av yirei shemayim kain, you might think even a person who has yir shemayim, he has to be tayreach to really give tzedakah to the right person. That Noah Kadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that chesed Hashem is on those that fear him, he's mazmin for him the right people to do the chesed with. Amar Rav Chama Bar Papa, Kol Adam Shiesh Alav Chayin, anybody who has Chayin, be a Duah Shu Yari Shemayim. You can know he has Yari Shemayim. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Chesed Hashem Ha'olam Vad Olam is Al Yareyav, that there's Chesed Hashem on those that fear him. And Chesed is a reference to Chayin, that there's Chayin on those that fear Hashem, like the Pasuk says in Esther, V'tisa Chayin, V'chesed Lefanov, that you see a Chesed is associated with Chayin. Va'amar b'lazar may dechsev, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Pia pascha b'chachma v'tayres chesed al l'shayna, v'chi yesh tayres shal chesed, v'yesh tayres she'ena shal chesed. Is there a tayrug? That's a Torah's chesed. And then there's another Torah that's like a Torah she'ena shel chesed. So says the Gemara, yeah, Ella, Torah l'shma, zui Torah shel chesed. When a person learns Torah l'shma, so that's a Torah shel chesed, and it gives chen to a person. But shalei l'shma, if a person learns shalei l'shma, zui Torah she'ena shel chesed, it's not a Torah shel chesed, means it doesn't bring chen onto the person. Or Ika de Amri, that Torah l'lamda, zui Torah shel chesed. When a person learns Torah amenas, to teach it to others, and he teaches others, so that's a Torah's chesed. But if it's not amenas to teach others, zui Torah she'ena shel chesed, that's a Torah that's not called a Torah's chesed.